This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
And we are back for hour number two of The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. He's Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. And, well, it's mock draft time.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Earlier this week, we used some other mock drafters. Today, we're going to go back to Pro Football Focus.
Okay.
And
do it.
The first 19 picks are in. I will say, if the draft had gone this way, J.C. Latham lasted until pick 19. We may have called the Rams up and said, hey, what's going to cost us to move up a spot and you come back?
Yeah, and I know since he's at 18, which is a problem, but maybe to even call the 17 team.
Yeah, you know. Since he took Latu.
Okay.
So that wasn't an issue for us. Graham Barton went at 14.
Wow. I think he's going to go in the top 19.
I think so as well. Fatanu went at 16. That left Latham at 19. We probably would have tried to trade up.
Mm-hmm.
At that point,
I'm not sure the Rams would even take him.
Yeah, that would just be a best player available kind of thing for them.
Yeah.
So looking here, we have five trade offers.
Okay.
Top players available are Johnny Newton, Cooper DeJean, Byron Murphy, Nate Wiggins, Amarius Mims, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers-Johnson, Brian Thomas is there, Tyler Guyton is there, Donnie Mitchell, Zach Frazier, Ladd McConkey. The five trade offers, if we stick and pick, I would take DeJean.
I'm trying to think what we talked about just last segment. I think I had Mims ahead of DeJean, but to be honest, they're in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel more confident about DeJean. I mean, I wouldn't mind DeJean.
Here's the thing about it, if you take DeJean, you don't need to worry about taking another safety or another cornerback the rest of the way.
Sometimes we do two or three defensive backs.
You don't need to do that.
Done. You're done. Right. And you could call Patrick Peterson back if you wanted, or something like that. And, you know, someone around camp time, add to the mix, veteran leadership or whatever. No, that's the beauty of him to me. Where, like, Wiggins, that's not the
beauty. He's just an outside guy. Yeah. Then you're still going to need to draft a slot.
You still need to find a slot somewhere. Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, I think that's the
beauty. He just kills so many birds with one stone. He might be your punt return guy. Mm-hmm. He'd do a lot of different stuff. Yeah.
He might do a lot of stuff for you. Danny Smith might use him to no end.
Oh, Danny.
Would love him. Right. No, I'm with you there. And if anything, on my board, he's going up. Not because of the workout, but for that exact reason. Yeah. I mean, like,
so good.
I killed my back seven's done.
Yeah.
You know, after free agency. That's a nice feeling.
Him and Minka on the same.
Exactly. Oh. And Porter. And, you know, right? I mean, the three of them could be foundational dudes for a long time. They're all different. So he's very, very appealing. Plus, I also would probably rather have DeJean and Notre Dame's right tackle in the second round than Mims and Lassiter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I like the third round corners better than I like the second round corners.
Yeah, I'm with you, yeah.
And I'd probably wait till the third round for the corner anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
all right.
But that being said, there's like six names that are sitting here that I'm very comfortable with.
We get five trade offers. Unfortunately, the highest one who's calling us here is Carolina. Their next pick is at 33. Do we want to trade out of the first round?
I kind of do, since we never have. I know. I mean, I like to just see.
They're on the phone. The Patriots are on the phone at 34.
Okay.
The Chargers are on the phone.
I don't know what Carolina has to offer us. I mean, future picks are great from them, but that doesn't help us.
Yeah, we got four teams who have early day two picks.
Okay.
Who are on the phone that want to get up
here. I'm interested of trading out of round one altogether, just because we never have.
I got to get something really
serious. Oh, I need a lot, yeah.
It's going to be a future first, for sure.
I was thinking Carolina. Would we do it for... I don't know what their picks are, but the earliest two, the earliest three, and a future two.
Well, here's the thing that they got that's nice. They have the Giants' second-round pick.
Yeah.
So they have 33 and 39. If they would give us 33 and 39 for 20...
I think I'm in.
I'm in.
To see what that looks like, yeah.
Let me see if they'll
Let's
do
see.
It.
Let's see. I mean,
that's the
what's
beauty.
Cool about this software, too, is they'll tell you what your percent chances are, too.
Yeah, that has a 5% chance to be accepted.
Mm. What if we threw in our fourth or something?
If we throw him 119, that moves it up to a 30% chance.
Okay.
I'll offer it and see if they'll take it.
Okay, yeah, it's fine.
They took it.
Oh, really?
How about that?
That'd be fun. Okay.
All right, so.
We might not get a blue chip star, but we just pick the best guy that falls over and over and over and over.
All right, so the guys who went then, they
came. So, like, what's interesting here is, I'm trying not to look at
this.
This
is actually realistic.
Like, I would take, like, Newton here. Like, something that I didn't even think of, or Murphy, or... if one of those guys is available, I would at least have that conversation, because it's, we still have all the picks we need to get our other needs.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying he's my choice. I don't even know if he's there. I just looked over and it looks like he is there.
So they came up to get Brian Thomas, which is realistic.
That's a smart move for them.
Yeah, that's realistic. Yeah. They want to come up and get a wide receiver one, have at it.
I might give you two early seconds for Brian Thomas if I'm them.
Then Nate Wiggins went. Then Cooper DeJean went. Mm. Bo Nix went at 23.
Great.
That's good news for us. Amarius Mims went at 24. Byron Murphy went at 25.
That's his neighborhood.
Jackson Powers Johnson at 26. Kool-Aid McKinstry at 27. Tyler Guyton at 28. Darius Robinson at 29. Adonai Mitchell at 30. Kingsley Suomataya at 31. Xavier Worthy at 32.
Okay. There were some interesting dudes, but there's
Newton didn't go.
Okay.
I can't.
I mean, I trust me, I have a hard time making that my first pick, no matter what.
Yeah.
But I know that we'll find centers, tackles, wide receivers, and corners with all of our other stuff on Friday.
Well, here's my point why I couldn't take Newton, even though he's the top player available on the board.
I don't even care about that.
As you said, he's going to be a 50% player for me.
He is. Right.
I can't take him in the first round if he's only going to play 50%. At his best, he's going to play 50% of the snaps.
I think it's more like two-thirds.
Even so, I can't take that guy in the first round.
That's fine. Who else?
With my first pick.
Who else are we looking at? All right. Like Frazier there?
Frazier is there. Ladd McConkey is there. Just looking at the guys still available. It's one of those two. If Pearsall is there, Roman Wilson's there.
We pick soon, right?
We pick again at 39. To me, I would take Frazier here.
I think Frazier is.
And then grab one of the receivers with my next pick.
And I think one will be available.
Because we get 33, 39, 51.
Right. There's going to be corners. There's going to be receivers.
Yeah.
Now you're getting one of the top centers.
We do have 9 trade offers.
Really? Let's take Frazier.
Yeah.
It's a different build than we usually do.
But
he's been mocked to 33 to the Panthers a bunch.
Yeah. All right. So I think there was a run on wide receivers there. Well, yeah. So Newton went at 34.
Okay.
Ladd McConkey, Chop Robinson, Peyton Wilson, Troy Franklin. We're back up on the clock here. Well,
I was hoping for McConkey, but Pearsall would be very attractive.
Pearsall is there. Mike Sainistrill is there.
It's a little early for me, too.
It's a little early, but
it's kind of the same argument as like a Newton, because he's not going to play every snap.
He's not, but he might be he's going to be in the top 5 nickel corners in the league the moment he sets foot on the field.
Yep. And he would fit in really well.
Braden Fisk is there, Braswell, Rakestraw, Roman Wilson, Ricky Pearsall.
I think I'd take Pearsall out of that group.
Ruka Ruohero.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think I'd take Pearsall.
There wasn't a tackle that's jumping off the board, right?
Not that I saw there, no. Okay. They all went in the first. Jordan Morgan's the best of those guys.
I really don't think he's a tackle.
No.
Pearsall, to me, is a number 2 NFL receiver, which has a lot of value.
All right, Pearsall's the pick.
Okay.
We are back up now at 51. Guess who's still there? Top player available. Sainistrill.
I'm fine with that there. Is Fisher available? Is
Chris Braswell, Roman Wilson, Javon Bullard, Adisa Isaac, Jatavion Sanders, Ruka Ruohero.
Is Ruka there?
Ruka's there.
Jenkins.
Emmett Bajije. Chris Jenkins is there.
I think I'd take Ruka, Jenkins, or Sainistrill.
Let me see something here real quick.
In these arguments, I usually lean towards the big person, but
the offense, Blake Fisher is still available. We got 2 trade offers. Let's see what's the Cowboys are on the phone. They get pick 56.
I mean, there's not a guy that I'm running to the podium for at the second.
They got 56 and then 87.
Okay.
Also on the phone are the Raiders.
What pick are we at now?
We're 51.
56 will work. We'll get one of those dudes.
Let's see what they'll give us here. So if we give them 56, or we get 56 and 87 for 51, and I don't want to give them 98. That doesn't.
If we gave them 98, I want like a future 4th.
Well, I want something else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
87 for 98. That's 100%. But then Dallas, I want your next year's 3rd. They won't do that. Well, 18% chance. How about a 4th?
4th is valuable.
A 4th, there's an 83% chance they would
Maybe
take that.
A 4th and a 5th.
There's a 66% chance they would do that.
Better deal than it was without the 5th.
Yeah. So it'd be 56 and 87. Oh, 56, 87. Next year's fourth and fifth for 51 and 98.
I'm great with that.
We still have the same number of picks.
I think we're still going to get one of the three guys I was fondest of.
Yeah.
So then that, unless we get shut out on them, we
all right, they accepted
it. Right.
All right, so the picks, they came up to get Rukururu.
Ouch, that was one of the guys we won.
Then Mike Sandstrom went. Then Keon Coleman, Chris Braswell, Javon Bullard.
Jenkins is still there, and to me, him and Rook are a tie for me for my DT3.
Yeah. The question would then
be,
we
have a lot of picks.
We got 84 and 87 after this with 178, 195. Do we then want to trade up to make sure we get Fisher?
I'd even consider Fisher here, actually. Because I'm not worried about, we'll get a slot corner with one of those next two picks easily. Without trading up, we'll get one of the Florida State dudes or something like that. Is Jenkins special enough to not take Fisher here?
I think you take Fisher here because he's probably a starter.
He's at least
in the running to start to start the season. I think you take Fisher.
I'm fine with him.
Yeah,
I think you take Fisher. I mean, I said an hour ago, I think he could be the pick right here.
Yeah.
And I'd have no problem with it.
Fisher is the pick.
Okay.
Okay. We're back up here now at 84.
And really, corner's our only need.
Yeah.
A D lineman would be interesting, but we could take a Boyd or somebody like that.
So, Spencer Rattler is there.
Interesting. But
Andrew Phillips is there.
Nice. Bucky, I would consider a second receiver, too.
Bucky Irving. Malachi Corley.
Hmm.
Trey Benson. Cameron Kitchens. Jeremiah Trotter. Michael Pratt. Renardo Green. Christian Mahogany. Cedric Van Pran. Mason McCormick. Brendan Rice. Dominic Pooney. Kalen Bullock. Jerrion Jones. Dadrian Taylor Demerson. Maris Liofu, Sione Vaki, Ray Davis, Eric Gall, Michael Hall.
Taylor Demerson is also a good slot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not my pick here. I think I'd take Andrew Phillips.
I think I would, too.
Mm-hmm. This next pick can almost be, like, best available.
All right. Andrew Phillips is the pick. Now I want to take a look here. Is there a defensive tackle that's out there that, maybe he's not a ready-made guy, but we can work him.
He doesn't have to play much.
Yeah. So you got Michael Hall. Dwayne Carter.
Michael Hall's the cheaper version of the Newtons of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he doesn't fit, but on third and eight, he's out there.
Leonard Taylor.
A little early for me on him.
McKinley Jackson. Christian Boyd.
Who are the receivers?
Mason Smith is still there.
Ooh, I might take Smith.
The receivers are Corley, Jacob Cowing, Aeneas Smith, Malik Washington, Cornelius Johnson. I might take Mason Smith.
I think I'd take Smith over Corley.
Yeah. Yep. Mason Smith is the pick. Now we don't pick again until 178, though.
Okay.
But that's fine.
But we filled every need.
We got five of the top 98 players.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a nice chunk. Yeah. We didn't get any of the top 31 or 32.
Right.
But, you know.
We may have got some that were somebody on that was on our board in our top.
Well, of course.
32.
We definitely did. Yeah.
All right. So we're up here now at 178. Now we get a little more specific here. What do we still need? Let's take a look at those wide receivers and see if there's somebody out there.
Yeah, if there's a good slot or a decent blocker type that's steady.
Casey Washington out of Illinois. DeCorian Clark out of UTSA. Anthony Gold is there.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Josh Cephas. David White Jr. from Western Carolina. Jordan Whittington from Texas. Dominic Lovett from Georgia. Zachary Franklin. From Mississippi.
Whittington wouldn't be bad either.
Hayden Hatton from Idaho.
What about safety?
At the safety position.
We took a slot corner.
Yeah. At the safety position, you're looking at James Williams, who's really a linebacker.
Yeah.
Jalen Simpson.
Okay.
Not bad.
No, it's not a bad pickup.
We want to help our special teams.
That's what I'm saying. Special teams has a lot to do with my
How about DeJuan Anthony?
Okay.
He will stick people.
Yeah, right. And he can work his way slowly into the defense.
Yeah. Omar Brown from Nebraska, Trey Taylor, Dominic Hampton. Kitan Alatapo's out there, too.
I think we take one of these safeties.
Which one do you like the best?
Probably Simpson, but those other couple names you mentioned are all pretty good.
Yeah. I think Simpson has some corner stuff, too.
I thought he did a lot of slot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a decent amount of slot last year.
What's his height and weight?
He is, I believe, like 6'1", 178. So he's a little thin.
But... Yeah, I know he's not big for safety, but he's big for a slot.
Yeah.
Any of those safeties are appealing to me. We could even go a different direction. Is there a?
How about an edge?
What if our dude from Colorado State's there, or
Jalen Harrell, Solomon Boyd, Jalen Green, Brennan Jackson, Khalid Duke, J.J. Weaver. Yeah, that got pretty picky.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah. All right. How about inside backer?
Yeah, let's give Danny Smith something here.
Steel Chambers, Tyron Hopper, Jalen Ford.
Kind of like Ford.
Curtis Jacobs is there.
Do you like those guys better than the safeties?
Trayvon Wallace is there.
Ooh, I think I'd take Wallace.
Yeah,
I'd
take Trayvon
Wallace. We already took a Kentucky guy, too, right?
Yeah.
Two they can athletes, room they'll room together, they'll be buddies.
Yeah. All right, now we're back up here at 195. We can probably get one of those safeties now.
Probably.
Let's take a look here. Safety, DeJuan Anthony is there, Omar Brown.
One other position I'd look at, I doubt those guys are there, but is there any 6'2 corners that we could throw in the Trice Rush mix? And
Probably not in this draft.
Probably.
Johnny Dixon, Josh Wallace, Daquan Hardy, Miles Harden, A.J. Woods.
Okay, yeah.
Not really.
Okay, I was just taking a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Would you consider a running back or a tight end? I don't think.
Probably not. They're probably not going to make your roster.
Frankly, I'd be on the horn with undrafted running backs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, heavy. You know? But not a pick.
Yeah, because I would just point, hey, look, come to this team. Jalen Warren made it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's best available?
Best available.
Yeah, this is our last pick, right?
Yeah, A.J. Barner, Tip Raymond, a couple of Cody Schrader.
I just said I wouldn't take a tight end, but I like those two tight ends.
Yeah. I might invite one. You've got five, though.
I know.
That's the problem there.
You probably keep four.
I think you take DeJuan Anthony or Oladipo.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm absolutely cool with that. Developmental safety that'll knock your head off in the meantime.
There you go.
On teams.
Kill it on teams. We took DeJuan Anthony.
Okay. Probably the first time we've had him on our team.
Yeah. We probably
very different build to us.
We probably didn't grade real well here on Pro Football Focus because we took some guys ahead of their slots.
I remember Fisher was way ahead.
Yeah.
I don't care about their grades.
I don't care about their grades, yeah. Yeah, we got Fs on Mason Smith and Trayvon Wallace at 178. We got an F. Get out of here.
Come on, man.
Well, what we came out of this with was Zach Frazier.
Yeah.
Ricky Pearsall. That was after the trade down. Then we got Dallas's fourth and fifth round picks next year.
Let's not forget about that. That's nice.
Blake Fisher, Andre Phillips, Mason Smith, Trayvon Wallace, DeJuan Anthony.
So I think we got three starters on offense.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's that hard to go over the guys on
and
the
our nickel
right
corner.
Our nickel corner, developmental D lineman, special teams help.
I think Mason Smith,
being such a good environment for him.
I just think that his best days are ahead of him in a big way.
Me too. I'd love for him to be hanging out with Cam for the year and work him in slow.
Yeah, and then next year he takes over.
Him and Ben are your top dudes then, right? No, I'd love to see him end up here. It's an interesting build. It's not my favorite, but I wanted to do one where we didn't have a first-round pick.
Well, according to this draft ranks in the top 85% of Steeler drafts.
Oh, really?
So... I don't know. I don't know what that means because if we got a B minus, we'd think we'd get a better grade.
I think we got a lot of B players. I don't care about their stupid grades.
Yeah, I don't care either. But I'll take four or five, six B players in a draft.
Exactly.
That's fine. Give me a bunch of doubles.
It doesn't sound like much, but once it gets long, I mean, not having a first round contract also gives you a little more cap space in the coming years. But you also don't have the 5th year option.
But it's also a center. So
right.
You know, you're going to want to pay. That's the problem with taking a center in the first round.
Yeah.
They don't discern all offensive linemen are all the same.
If you pick up let's say Linderbaum is the best center in the league.
Yeah.
He's a first round pick. I was coming up with any first round center. And they want to keep him and give him their 5th year option. They basically make him the highest paid center in the league.
Yeah, right. It's going to be like $20 million.
Right.
Yeah.
You might as well just offer him a contract for 18 a year and make him the highest
and
paid center.
And he may say
in the
no.
League. And he might say no. Like, I'll just wait it out.
I'll wait.
Like, he might get more as a 5th year option than he would on the open market.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, if he was a total free agent, you might have to pay him more.
That's
as a
where,
fifth year option.
When people talk about value in the first round,
or like
guards and centers lose out.
Big time.
Running backs, on the other hand, if you're taking a running back in the first round,
right?
It's still very.
That's why I mentioned Creed Humphrey.
The fifth year option.
Everyone wants to say they should have taken Creed Humphrey with that pick. I get that. He's been a very good player. But you would be in a real dilemma right now had you made Creed Humphrey that pick and not Najee.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it would have been better for the team. I mean, I'm not. But that comes into play whenever you make that choice of. In 5 years, 4 years, do I want to give this guy $6 million or do I want to make him the highest paid center on the planet?
Right. the running back is 6 point whatever million.
Yeah.
And for a center, it's like 18 or 19 million.
You have to pay him Trent Williams money.
Right. it's insane.
It's a bad system, right? Yeah. So that's why you don't take the center in round one.
Yeah.
So, folks, think about that too when Zach Frazier's on or Power Johnson's on the board or, you know, Barton. It's down the road, but it's not economically sound.
Yeah. Anyways, that's our latest mock draft. That's on the Pro Football Focus. Again, we ended up with Zach Frazier, Ricky Pearsall, Blake Fisher, Andre Phillips, Mason Smith, Trayvon Wallace, and Dejon Anthony. That was after trading back with Carolina out of the first round. It's the first time we've done that, I think.
And, oh, it is. Yeah.
Traded again there.
More picks for next year, too?
We loaded up, yeah. We got the fourth and fifth round picks from the Cowboys. Not great picks, but it's still ammo.
But all of a sudden, we have a ton of day three picks.
We have like 3 fifth-round picks next year, 2 fourth-round picks.
Which, if this was going in real time, maybe we would have got rid of our sixth and seventh next year, moved up for a player we liked a little bit better in round five or something like that that we couldn't believe was there, you know, that type of thing.
Well, we still got Trayvon Wallace at 178.
That was nice.
Didn't think he was going to be there.
No, that was a bonus surprise there.
Yeah.
Nice. That was fun.
Football Focus doesn't like him, so.
Apparently.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get to a break. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go! This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
And we are back. He's Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. And Matt, last week, NFL.com did the NFC roster reset and where teams are at coming out of the free agency and heading into the draft. This week, they did it with the AFC. Judy Batista, friend of the show.
Nice. She joins us at the combine.
Yeah. Judy does good work there. So she redid the AFC hierarchy, and this is kind of where she has – everything here.
All right, let's do it.
She is in a class of their own, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Their track record of late's pretty darn good.
As long as they have that quarterback, they're going to be
and Reed and if Kelsey doesn't fall off a cliff, you know, and even if they can just
that would worry me if I was them.
I thought he fell off last year, but then saved his best for last. You know, and that's some of the Chris Jones stuff too. Is I think they monitor their effort a little bit like the Golden State Warriors to some degree. But they should, I guess, be in the class of their own. They've proven to be Super Bowl champions.
Teams in the chase in the AFC.
Okay.
Baltimore.
No doubt. Although I think they're a worse team now than we saw them last. I really do.
I think several of these teams on this list are worse than they were last
season. Buffalo will be to me whenever we get to them.
So you got Baltimore, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Houston, which is better than they were.
Yeah, they definitely are.
And Miami is another team that's worse than they were when we last saw them.
I don't think Miami would be in the hunt for me.
I
whatever
put
the
them
next
there
category
either.
would be for them. I'm a little uncertain about Buffalo. I think they're a quarterback and not much else at the moment. But boy, is he a quarterback. But this could be a true step back, you know, season for them as they start to, you know, they picked up an extra second round pick next year. If they draft well again over the next two seasons, they could be right back on top. But I think this year's going to be tough.
I think they have like 10 draft picks this year.
I know. I mean, it's going to be.
They got to nail them.
They got to nail them. And they got a bunch in the future,
too. You could say the same with Baltimore.
Right.
They got some serious offensive line holes right now.
I don't love losing coordinators either from these teams. If I were to do an overall power ranking of the NFL, though, I would still have Baltimore in the top five. I mean, I think San Francisco's ahead of them, Kansas City. But this was a rough offseason for them.
Yeah.
Really rough. But they're a little more fragile than they used to be. They haven't drafted as well as people think, too, by the way.
Right.
Or as many picks as they usually do.
The vast middle class is what she calls the next group.
Okay.
And I think some of these are well, first of all,
I don't think it's as vast as it used to be.
The first team that she lists in the vast middle class is the Chargers. And I don't think the Chargers are in the middle
class. I think they're a bottom feeder.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, right.
For now, yeah.
Jacksonville.
They'd be in the lower end.
Yeah.
I, some organizations I don't trust, and they're one of them.
The Jets, speaking of that.
See, I almost suggested them for the one above this.
They're old.
They're so old, and they're so fragile. I mean, they have, was it osteoporosis if you fall down the steps and break all your bones? Like, I mean, like, everything has to go right.
They might be Mr. Glass.
Hey, Mr. Yeah, I was thinking of that. Exactly. Like, that's who they are.
Did you hear the Rodgers quote from this? I think he said it earlier this week that he thought his career was over.
I know. I did see that, yeah.
Like, and it still might be. We don't know that he's going to be back.
Right. I think they spend a buck on a backup. Tyrod Taylor, maybe? Somebody better than they had. It was somebody that cost $6, $7 million, you know, wasn't a throwaway.
Because they don't, there's no guarantee that he plays early in the season.
Or doesn't re-injure it quickly. I mean, he's old. I mean, they're Mr. Glass. I do think their best day, though, on paper, I'm not also sold on their coach, to be honest with you. And their coordinator was a disaster as Denver's head coach. Yeah. He's Aaron Rodgers' buddy. But I could also see them win the division.
Okay.
You know, I don't think I'll predict it because I'm down on Miami. I think New England stinks, and I'm down on Buffalo.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pick them to win the North.
No, no.
Yeah, you know, right.
Cleveland is on that list.
They might be one of my top ones for that list, in the middle. They're better than the Chargers.
The Steelers.
Steelers would be right there with the Browns.
Yeah, and the Colts.
Yeah. I think they're going the right direction, at least.
They need to keep the quarterback on the
100%.
Field.
100%. Who do you think will have a better year, the Jags or the Colts? Seems like an easy choice to say the Jags, but I think I trust one coaching staff more.
I trust one front office more.
Yeah. I also trust one quarterback more, and that's in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But I think I'd take the Colts. Run the ball with Jonathan Taylor and Richardson, and maybe you add a Brian Thomas to the offense or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, right.
Now, she put them in Chargers, Jaguars, Jets, Browns, Steelers, Colts. I assume since those aren't in alphabetical order that she did that on purpose.
Because she did put Baltimore atop their conference thing, too. So that probably is in order.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the order.
I don't agree with the order at
Chargers all. Chargers would be last.
The Chargers would definitely be last.
And I'm not even. I would have Miami in this conversation, and I don't know how I'd rank Miami, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might be their own middle class, upper middle class.
Right.
Maybe it would be Miami, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and the Jets.
The
Jets are so weird.
Yeah. I mean, if everything goes right for the Jets,
it could be beautiful.
They could be great.
But it probably won't.
But it probably won't.
Right. Right. Chargers, I think if everything goes right, they win 8 games.
Yeah.
Colts and Jags would be above the Chargers, but not in the same tier as Miami, Jets, Steelers, Browns.
For me, the Browns.
Their quarterback needs to play decent.
There's a reason they've signed so many quarterbacks. Yeah. Like, they went out and got guys at the quarterback position.
There's four dudes making money at that position, though.
Because they don't trust Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
They needed money this year to make moves. And didn't move any of it with Deshaun Watson.
Mm-mm.
They didn't want to move money into future years because they're not sure they're going to re-sign him when this contract is up.
Right. They don't want him around longer than he has to be is what they're telling me.
That's what they're saying.
And they could change their mind after this year
right.
and then restructure again. But I thought that was a foregone conclusion that they were going to kick the can down the road again. And I think they're looking at each other like, he might not be good.
He's played 22 games and
or
whatever
best football
it is.
Has been when Brissett and Flacco are quarterbacks in two different years.
Right.
That's been their best quarterback play.
Yeah. It's not been close to that when Watson has played.
And they can be competitive when he's not good, but they can't be a contender.
Yeah.
I mean, if their defense is playing like it did at home last year, and they can run the ball with Nick Chubb, they're not going to run the ball with Nick Chubb. You know, I mean,
let's put it this way. So, and let's do a little scenario here.
Yeah.
That Deshaun Watson were right now available.
Okay.
In this offseason.
Yeah, before the offseason broke?
Before the offseason started.
Okay.
His contract was up in Cleveland.
He's Kirk Cousins.
He's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins gets paid before him.
Yeah.
I think Russell Wilson has a team before him.
Definitely with the contract situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd much rather have Russell Wilson at league minimum than whatever the going rate is for Watson, which wouldn't be a contract like
this. It wouldn't be this.
Nobody would sign this deal.
I think Baker Mayfield would have gotten signed before he did.
Especially because it's his own team.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they were real happy to get him.
But if Tampa was looking and go, well, we could sign Baker for this, or we could have Deshaun Watson, they're going to go with Baker Mayfield.
Do you have a Cousins deal with the Falcons? Was a 3-year deal guaranteed?
Yeah.
Around 33-ish?
Wasn't fully guaranteed, but it's
close to it.
Yeah.
I think it's like 100 over 3.
Something along those lines, yeah.
I think Watson would be in like the 24 over 2, or, you know, 24.
The way he's played the last 2 years, I couldn't sign up for that.
Right. Like, I think the Raiders would give him a $50 million over 2 years.
You and I are both on record as saying Russell Wilson isn't what he was,
of course,
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at $1 million,
that's totally different.
Totally different story.
If he stinks, he doesn't even have to make the team.
Right.
And he doesn't have to be back next year. I mean, that's the best risk in the world
Deshaun Watson's been worse.
And he's been worse. He's been worse. And they're kind. And not even the hypothetical world we're talking about is if he were a free agent, which is a good world to talk about with real player value.
Yeah.
Like, if this guy was on the open market, what would he get? He'd get overpaid, as almost everyone on the open market does, but what would the league value him at? You know, like, Fields would have been valued a lot more had he been a free agent.
Had he been a free agent, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's making $15 million.
Somebody would have signed him, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and gave him more than the Steelers gave up for him. You know, that's a different conversation. But what we do know is Watson's contract is horrendous.
It's
one of the worst.
It's
moves
the worst
NFL
contract
history.
Ever signed.
Especially when it's the worst trade.
Yeah.
Worst acquisition.
It's worse than Denver trading for Russell Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, it's as bad compensation-wise, but it's worse contractually.
Yeah.
And the off-field stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I mean, that's
you took a hit in the, like, you have fans that won't go to your games now because you've got this guy on your roster.
Right. I mean, that was a big deal, especially when they signed him. You know, I mean, it's controversial.
The bottom feeders in the great unknowns is what she calls them.
That's kind.
Yeah. The Raiders.
The Chargers would be in there, by the way.
Yeah, the Chargers would be in this group for me. The Raiders, the Titans, the Patriots, the Broncos.
I don't think the Chargers are in that neighborhood in terms of might get the first overall pick.
They might have a top 10 pick, though.
Oh, I think they will.
Yeah.
But I think those four teams.
They're seriously going into a season saying Gus Edwards is going to be their bell cow.
They'll draft Blake Corum or something, but that means they don't have anything else. Like, their D tackles are terrible. Their linebackers are terrible. Everyone's talking about right tackle or receiver. Yeah, I mean, their receivers are horrendous, but you can live with Pipkins as your right tackle.
You know,
some of the positions groups they have, you can't live with, and they have no depth. That being said, unless Herbert gets hurt, I can't write a story where the Chargers pick first overall. Those other teams you just mentioned, I could write that story.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Levis falls on his face, which I give him a 30% chance of being a success, which is a pretty good percentage. I'm not even killing the guy. I mean, the Raiders don't have a quarterback. Denver doesn't have a quarterback. And New England's the least talented of all of them.
That, to me, is why, like, the Christian Wilkins signing for the Raiders.
It's not the right move for them.
Why? Why?
Unless
why would you
to
do that?
Right. I would rather have 3 starters than him. And I love Wilkins.
Yeah. I mean, they should have done what the Titans did.
Yeah.
And approached free agency that way. Instead of making a big splash, and I get it, they're in Vegas. They have to make a big splash.
They're a weird team because they're trying to.
We're
going to
get your attention here.
Yeah.
You know.
They need to put somebody on the billboard, and him and Max Crosby.
That's why you made the Davante Adams trade.
All right. And I don't think they've been well run since 10 years before Al Davis passed away. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that Sonny Boy Davis learned a lot from Al in his prime.
He certainly hasn't learned how to get a haircut.
That too. Fashion statement doesn't run in the family. But no, I'm not impressed with that organization. They should trade Davante Adams.
They should.
They should trade Max Crosby. I know. I mean, that's a different story. But if you get 2 firsts, and you know what I mean, you don't sign Christian Wilkins on that timeline.
I mean, their defense signing Wilkins should be better.
Of course. I mean, your D line's good now. It's really good.
Yeah. But
so you win one more game.
Yeah, so
you still don't have a quarterback.
So you win 6 games instead of 5.
Yeah. I mean, on that timeline, you don't sign Christian Wilkins. I'm trying to think who should. I mean, like, the Texans just signed Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
They have the young quarterback. They have things in place. You got a left tackle. You got a corner. Okay, let's put the cherry on top.
That would have made sense for the Jaguars.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, teams like that. I mean, a rookie contract dude or Arizona, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's plenty of them. But the Raiders, their timeline is not go get the biggest free agent out there.
Yeah. The Bears should have done that.
Exactly.
They had the money.
They got the they knew who the quarterback's going to be. Yep. There's five of those type of teams.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's an overspend, but he's a leader. He's really good at what he does. You know, he'd be on the billboards too. You know, it's a hard position to find.
Yeah. The Raiders just keep, they keep acquiring those kind of guys, these high profile guys.
I always go back to it was like three off seasons two off seasons ago. I know they had the conversation of, should we blow this thing up? I think that's when they got rid of Gruden. I'm trying to think of the timeline. It was the offseason they signed Davante Adams.
Yeah.
And they were at a massive crossroads where they still had Carr at this point, who was coming off an okay year.
They would be a better team right now if they still had Carr.
They would be.
They wouldn't be in this grouping here. They might be in the next one.
They might be better than the Chargers, you know, better than the Titans and those teams at least. But that offseason, they said to themselves, should we push all our chips in, Vegas, pun included, and go after an Adams and make a run for this thing and try to knock off Mahomes and Herbert and the best guys in our division in the AFC? Or should we sell it all and get a million draft picks? Well, they made the wrong choice. Yeah, you know, that was like two off seasons ago.
Yeah. They were coming off a playoff appearance.
Yeah, they had snuck into the playoffs. Yeah. Carr was coming off a good year. I mean, he was a Kirk Cousins level guy at that point, you know.
I don't love Carr, but he's
okay.
Better than what they're running out there now.
I haven't been impressed with him in a Saints uniform, but he was better with the Raiders then.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the Saints offense is asking him to do.
Mm-hmm.
There was some of that. So I wrote my five for Friday today about the tight end stuff we talked about earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson doesn't throw to the middle of the field at all. All he did last year was check down to the running backs. That's Sean Payton's offense.
And so that's Kamara caught.
Yeah, that's why Kamara caught 100 passes every year because that's all they do. They check down to the running backs.
It's funny. If you pull up like the back of Kamara's football card, he was 3 years in a row. I think he had 81 catches.
Yeah.
Or it's 83. It was one of the two. Like 3 years in a row. Exact same stat line. And it was very efficient.
Yeah.
I mean, they were good at
that
it.
That was their offense.
Right. Yeah, it was.
So that's what they did last year in Denver. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't throwing the ball down the sideline, he checked it down to the running backs.
Yeah. I mean, does he have to throw in the middle of the field more to be effective? Yes. Did that make Peyton a little bonkers? I think so. But I think it was more holding the football and not playing with the timing and rhythm that.
Yeah, I think it was the sacks that he took
right.
That was the biggest thing.
Peyton wouldn't have traded for Wilson because it's not the scheme fit.
Right.
I mean, the old he inherited Wilson, you know, right.
So, anyways, that's Judy Batista's
I agree with most
rankings.
Of that.
Yeah.
Chiefs should be alone.
Chiefs.
Especially with the Bills going backwards and the Ravens going backwards.
They deserve to be. Would you keep the in the chase teams in that order?
What were they again?
Baltimore, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Houston, Miami. Is Buffalo better than Houston right now? Maybe.
I was going to say, let's not get too excited about Houston. You got to win something first to be with the big dogs.
And there's often a regression from a first-year quarterback to year two because now everybody's had the entire offseason to study Stroud. Here's what he does well. Here's what he doesn't handle well.
Yeah.
And he's going to see that. Anything he didn't handle well his rookie year, he is going to see that in the first month of this season until he shows he can handle it.
Especially the D coordinators in that division.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a huge offseason project is study Stroud.
Let's find the flaws.
So I know this isn't how it went, but if the Bills or Ravens would have had a Houston-like offseason, I would have put them in Tier 1.
Yeah.
But they had, the worst offseason.
Yeah.
You know?
Cincinnati belongs there because they're getting Burrow back.
I was a little hesitant, though. I mean, they've lost some things, and I still think they're a top eight NFL team.
Can Burrow stay healthy?
The defense stunk last year.
It was bad.
I mean, that's the underreport. Everyone wants to blame Burrow's the only reason they had a bad year. It was the number one reason times 1,000. But their defense was like 8th in DVOA 2 years ago and 28th last year.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just because they were on the field all the time. They were getting gashed.
Yeah.
Well, with the same dudes.
I think they're built to play with leads and rush the passer, and you couldn't do that last year.
Mm-hmm.
Teams were able to stick with the run against them, and they couldn't stop.
They got blown up. Yeah. And Breeder got hurt. And,
yeah.
But yeah, they're not the only team that lost a safety or two, and their nose tackle got hurt.
So the question then is are those are those teams, is Baltimore, Cincinnati, Houston, Buffalo, Miami, are they closer to Kansas City, or is that middle class?
I think they're closer to the Browns and Steelers.
Chargers, if we think that the
Browns, Steelers, Jets.
Browns, Steelers, Jets, Colts.
Colts.
I think they're closer to Miami than Baltimore is to Kansas City right now.
That being said, are we giving Kansas City too much credit? Because I see exactly how you're looking at that. You know, that some of those teams, especially Miami, could be a very middling team.
3 out of 4 championships?
I know. But the regular season Chiefs weren't that great this year.
They weren't.
They weren't that great this
year. They lost to Denver. You know, they lost some games.
Yeah. They didn't look like the but until it mattered.
They kicked it into gear, yeah.
Yeah, until it really mattered. I'm not selling them short, but I'm not sure they're as good a football team as they were in the Tyreek years.
No, they still got issues at tackle.
Tackle's bad.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So, interesting.
Anyways, let's get to a break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We will be back to finish up the show right after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Steeler fans, you can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players. Authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops. They're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. Matt, I don't know if you saw this, but Tom Brady said he's not opposed to returning to the NFL if the right team calls him.
If anyone could, I mean, he was pretty good when he left. Raiders?
So the way he said this, it would be a quarterback needy team that I think is in the hunt and has somebody get hurt.
Okay. So
not the Raiders.
Right.
He's not going to come. Tom Brady's not going to come back to lose.
Yeah. So Mahomes gets hurt or Allen's.
Yeah, something like that would have to happen.
Give me a call and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I know that sounds bonkers, but I like his chances better than any one of his contemporaries, including Ben. Or, you know, I mean, his game was never built on brawn or, you know, he always threw the football really well, but he was always so smart. And bet he's in shape or close enough if you give him a month. I mean, we saw Flacco come off the couch. You know what I mean? Like, I bet he could do at least that well. If Flacco wasn't as good as people thought, by the way.
The Flacco stuff was overrated.
Yes. He put the ball in harm's way so much.
He threw 8 interceptions in those games.
Yeah, he just was out there chucking it with nothing to lose off the couch.
Like, he's thrown for 300 yards and 4 straight games. Yeah, but he's thrown 8 interceptions.
Right, and he got hit a ton and the ball fumbled a ton. Yes. And it still was some of the best quarterback play that the Browns had. But, you know, back to our other conversation. But I think Brady would be at least that good. There's guys that come out of nowhere.
What teams do we think that could be?
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Niners for sure. He grew up
there. Niners, yeah.
I mean, that's probably what he's hoping for.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Rams? I'm thinking about quarterback-friendly coaches.
Detroit?
Yes. They got a line.
Yeah.
They can run the ball. He could stay out of harm's way.
I'm just thinking about teams that are, let's say it's 8 weeks into the season.
That's what I mean, right.
And your team's sitting there at 5-3 or 6-2 or something along those lines. And
or even if it's 4 plays in, like a Rodgers injury.
Yeah.
You know,
the Jets could have done that last year.
Yeah, I was wondering about the Jets.
And I assume they at least
put out some feelers. Jets would call him. I don't know if he would say, I'm thinking about
Aaron hurt. I'm not
because
their line wasn't good.
I see what your line looks like. Yeah. I don't like your offensive coordinator. You've never won in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, like
I'm used to beating you. I love playing against you for that reason. I couldn't see him going to any of the AFC East teams.
I was wondering about Miami or Buffalo.
I don't see it.
I don't see it.
I think there's just 18 seasons or 20 seasons, whatever he played in that division. You can't put on that uniform.
Here's a weird one though. What if Mayfield gets hurt?
Maybe.
He had good memories there.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe. I mean, at least there's familiarity. It's not a
terrible receivers.
Team.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's maybe the worst situation he would consider.
Yeah.
Detroit's a great one. San Fran's a great one.
What about Pittsburgh?
Maybe. Maybe.
You know, it's midway through the season.
I mean, you'd have to have two injuries, though, here.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's a little bit different ripple effect, but maybe. It's not insane. Like, not the Chargers or any of
no,
those.
No, not one of those
right?
teams.
I'm thinking about good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Or, but no.
I'm just
probably
think,
like five or six teams.
Would he go to Houston?
How about the Browns?
Yeah.
Watson's terrible. Bengals? Ravens?
I can't see the Bengals making that. They could have done that last year.
Yeah.
They should have done that last year if they were going to.
It's almost too aggressive a move for Bengal land.
Yeah.
And he's too different than the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, there
maybe they make it work.
There aren't that many landing spots
no.
that.
I mean, maybe your quarterback gets hurt and I don't know, something unforeseen. The Falcons are 7-1 and Cousins gets hurt.
Yeah.
Oh. They're better than I thought.
Yeah, yeah right.
Or, yeah,
they can win that. They're going to win that division. I can
or the
ride
Bears
it on my
really
horse.
Built something, but Caleb Williams got hurt, and they're 5-2.
I just think he's very concerned about his legacy.
You don't want to be Franco in Seattle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Willie Mays with the Mets.
He doesn't want
you know,
yeah.
right.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be Y.A. Tittle, the bloody Y.A. Tittle on the ground.
And you also don't want to be one hit and he doesn't get up.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I mean, was he 45?
Might be 46 now.
Maybe the ship is sailing.
That's fun.
You know what I mean?
It's
it
fun
is,
to
right.
talk
yeah,
about,
is,
but
is.
In reality.
Yeah. When Christian Wilkins lands on him and then Max Crosby, you know, right. This is a young man's game.
Yeah. He says, I'm always going to be able to throw the ball to come back for a little bit like Michael Jordan coming back. I don't know if they'd let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Well, when Michael Jordan came back and was playing for the Wizards.
Yeah.
You didn't see the high flying dunks and all that. Say the
right.
tongue,
oh, totally
the tongue sticking
himself.
Out. He's,
right, right, right.
he's just shooting jump shots.
Yeah, I was thinking like end of career Lemieux, you know, when he was owning the team and coming back and wasn't the same player, but
yeah.
was still super skilled, you know. But still, he didn't move like he used to or dominate games, or you know, he was a passed it towards the Sid. You know,
when's the last time Brady threw a football?
I bet more than we thought.
Probably,
I bet he's still keeps up with it some degree.
But not as much as he did. And maybe he's, instead of eating avocado ice cream, maybe he's having some real ice cream.
Some real ice cream and a beer once in a while. Or, you know, enjoying life at the beach and not working out.
He's a single guy now.
Right,
you know.
Right. I bet there's like four situations he'd consider.
Yeah.
Got to be a great coach, great team, and I'm not going to get hit much.
Yeah.
Good line. You know.
Well,
right?
He's not going to get hit much regardless
no what,
because that's just how
gonna
he plays.
It's going to come out. Yeah. That's interesting,
but
though,
I think
to bring it up.
I think the receivers have San Francisco, to me, would be
the best.
That would be the one that stands above the rest.
Mm-hmm. Like, actually, if Purdy would get hurt today, I think Brady would be their quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a Bay Area dude. He grew up a Montana fan.
They got great receivers.
It's perfect for him, right. And they might be as good or better. I mean, maybe they'd be horrible. I don't know. But that would be an interesting – that's the experiment I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Like, even Kansas City, he'd get hit.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes buys time.
Yeah, yeah, those tackles are not good.
I mean, him and Reed and Kelsey would figure stuff out, but it would not be a one-for-one switch with Mahomes.
No.
At all.
Yeah, I think San Francisco would be the team.
That would be the team. It's a good one.
I think that's the only reason he's throwing that out there, in fact. Is...
yeah. If Purdy turns into a pumpkin or gets hurt, you know where to find me.
Yeah, give me a call. You got my digits.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy stuff.
But, you know, he's also still trying to be...
Part
ownership of the Raiders.
Yeah, that hasn't happened, right?
No.
I know you can't do both.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if he's getting bored.
Probably. Yeah, I mean
it's
when you play
such a culture life.
When you play the sport that long,
and, yeah.
you know, I'm sure when, you know, he was thinking about retirement, he wanted to hang out with the kids and everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know what the situation is there with him and Giselle and how
of
much
course.
He gets to see the kids, but
I mean, some of those dudes are like, go back to work, Dad.
I mean, they're showing
you're making us crazy.
They're showing highlights here and like him running around and stuff. This is from his Patriot days, and he couldn't run real well. Like,
no.
It's not.
I mean, he could always move in the pocket and protect himself, but run, no. I mean, he didn't run well at his combine.
No.
I mean, but his pocket movement was as good as you ever see.
Yeah. Because he probably doesn't miss getting hit.
No.
He might miss throwing touchdown passes
right.
and winning games, but he doesn't miss getting hit.
I wonder if you had that conversation like with Ben, who handled hits so well, but has been removed from the game now several years. Could you handle 20 sacks over the course of a year? I bet no.
I don't want to do that
I don't
anymore.
Think anybody. Right.
I'm not lifting weights anymore. I'm not working out right. I'm not working out for football.
Exactly. I bet the answer is no for Rivers, Eli. I mean, all those dudes.
I think Rivers said the same thing a little while ago. Like, I could still come back and throw. Like, could you, Philip? Because
I forget what team was rumored, maybe even last year. Oh, the Jets, maybe. That they thought by calling him because he was like coaching high school. I'm sure he picks up a football a bunch. I don't know, man. There's a lot of room for error on your legacy for all those things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chances are it won't go well.
Yeah. There's a bigger chance of that than you're going to add to your legacy.
Yeah. Oh, Brady gets another ring. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I don't know if that happens.
Rivers finally gets a ring. Probably not.
Yeah. Probably not going to happen. Anyways, I just thought that was funny to throw out there and talk about it a little bit.
But boy, the Niners. That could happen.
That would be the one that I would look at and say, yeah, that might make some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Cowboys.
Maybe. Perfect system in San Fran.
Yeah.
Maybe the Cowboys.
Anyways, let's going to do it for
Eagles?
Today's show.
I mean, he's not a runner, but.
Not a runner at all.
At least there's a line in receivers.
I don't think he'd like the tush push.
No. I wonder if that goes away without Kelsey, too, by the way.
You might.
I bet their success rate won't be as good.
Yeah, it might be. Might. That's going to do it for today's show. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.